we've got a range of fruit and veg, a few herbs, and we grow a whole range of stuff. So it's an example of everything that most of the stuff that we grow. Chris Robinson from Aurora Orchards and Flowers. We didn't put an awful lot in this year, but I think we've got a few blue ribbons. Lettuce, and that's one of our specialties, so we normally do fairly well in the lettuce classes. The frilly green lettuces, one's a Kyrie's and the other one's Prunai. Well, and they're both, one's a red oak and one's a green oak. It's got to be perfect, be the best that we have, which can probably be any piece of fruit and veg in the paddock, because they're all perfect, aren't they? we look for the best looking ones, the ones that are not marked and not blemished or anything, and things that look good are the best quality you can get. Looks like we might be down a few on number of entries, but the stuff that's here is pretty good quality. For the number of people that are actually producing fruit and veg, and there's home gardeners exhibited here, so that's really good of them to come in and show their wares too, and some of their stuff's really good. We encourage them as much as we can. I think with the re-emergence of the banana industry, growing again from being in the doldrums for a number of years, we've got bananas in this year, so that'll be a new one, and hopefully in the next 2 or 3 years the number of bananas that appear in the show will be a lot better. There's some plans for 400 hectares of bananas to be planted, which will bring it back to somewhere like the industry was in the 90s and early 2000s.
Well, I've got a Ruston and Hornsby vertical diesel. It's three cylinders and it's air start, and its design goes back to somewhere in the early 1930s. This one powered a cable shovel in its time. I've managed to clean it up and get it running in pretty good condition. There's very few of these really old diesels left around the country now. Probably of interest to collectors and people like me that seem to attract old iron. Yeah, I'm Murray Shiner, a local resident. I suppose always had an interest in things mechanical, and had to make my living in earth moving in a remote area by fixing all sorts of things mechanical. And when I came across one or two old engines and so on, they interested me, and I sort of fixed them up and decided that it was interesting to see a piece of history come to life again and do what it used to do 40, 50 years ago. So I've gradually found a few more and continued the game. There's some bigger and better farm machinery. I think it signals the return of serious agriculture in the Ord, and bigger than ever, so it's all looking good.
I just like to see everybody coming in and meeting old friends and say good day and have a beer and talk about past shows and what they've been doing the last 12 months when they haven't seen anybody, you know. Ian Cross, I'm this year's president of the Agricultural Society. Every year's different. Cattle section was down a bit this year, but the station started mustering very early this year because of the weather, and I think all our good cattle have gone. So, yeah, we lose out on that one, but, you know, there's always another year. Happy for them to be in that position, and look forward to seeing them in the future years. I think because it involves so many people, we have all the people that come out of the woodwork as it gets closer to the show, you know, all our stewards that have been here forever, and it all helps to make the show. There wouldn't be a show without them, that's for sure. We're very happy to have signed a 21-year lease a few weeks ago with the Shire of William East Kimberley. It's only taken about 6 years to get this far, but personally I'm very happy that we've got that. It'll be good to see the show continue for at least another 20 years on this site. It all costs money. The show Society's built all this with its own funds, but looking into the future, if we want to expand anything, we've got an asset now that we can borrow against, something we don't have to worry about anymore.